You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Look, I think 2024 is going to be beset with problems in our sector through funding generally. I think the continued reduction in staff numbers, which will have a direct flow-on effect to students and the sort of offerings of courses and the retention of good staff. I think also the international student issue, I think, is going to be an interesting one for our sector. So I think, you know, generally the financial viability of our sector.
I guess I just wanted to circle back for a bit here, because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding, misconception about issues in the tertiary education sector. So I wanted to kind of ask, what are the historical factors that led to these issues in the first place?
Well, look, I think New Zealand for some time in our tertiary education has been overly reliant on international students to fill in the gaps when we've had shortfalls of domestic funding. And that was highlighted, we know, when we closed our borders with the COVID lockdowns. And the government kind of now sees just how devastated the sector is without that income. And have done little to address the issue. We cannot rely on international students to shore up our system. We need to ensure that we can provide a system fit for purpose. And I think the government, the previous one and this one, has now been shown for their reluctance to actually do that. And I think that that's, you know, just shows that funding has been let go for several decades now. We've seen a continual underfunding year on year, and it's really come home to roost. We saw that in the last 12 months.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on it there, but I wanted to ask about the TEU's relationship with government, especially the Minister for Tertiary Education. Has there been much communication or dialogue between you guys?
Look, not yet. We've sent her our briefing document. We've sent invitations wanting to meet. We were told before Christmas that the minister's diary was full, so we're really hoping that at some point in the near future we can have some time to discuss with her the issues, because of course the Te Pūkenga issue this year is pretty major, with a desire by the current government to dismantle the institution which has been, you know, gradually building up over the last 18 months or so. And we really want to talk with her because we're concerned about what this might mean for ensuring good quality, accessible regional provision for tertiary education, and also retention of staff in those institutions that are being, you know, we don't know the detail yet, but, you know, we're very concerned about the fact that the disruption which will ensue with this decision is very difficult for those working in the sector. It's very difficult for students and the parents of students who are kind of saying, well, you know, where am I going to send you to do your post-compulsory education, because we don't really know what will be in existence. So we'd like to talk with the minister about all these things.
Yeah, and you kind of touched on it there, but I want to follow up a little bit with kind of what things you'll be bringing up, and specifically what policy changes or policy priorities that you believe would help the tertiary education or aid them in 2024, looking forward to the future?
Well, Jan Tinetti started sort of late last year talking about and putting in train this funding review for the tertiary education sector. And, you know, we've already been engaged with the Ministry of Education around that later last year. And so we hope that this government will continue with a review. And we've also, I think we've already had indicated that they also think there are issues with the funding model. We've talked to the Tertiary Education Commission about that as well. But we, you know, just because we think that needs a review and the government thinks it needs a review doesn't mean we both think the same thing about what should come out of that review. But the funding is a primary issue. The way we fund research in this country, the way that we fixate on outputs in the tertiary sector doesn't allow us to fund what is needed for the inputs to the tertiary sector. So we're very keen to see that review and the scope of that review look really broadly. You know, it also should include things like student support, because if we don't look at that, we build a system that students may not be able to afford to go to. So, you know, I think there's a lot of parts that need some investigation and some good thinking on.
I just wanted to end with an aspirational question. Looking forward, what does a functioning tertiary education sector look like in Aotearoa?
Yes, look, I think that's a great question. I think it looks like we have opportunities and access for all students who wish to pursue a tertiary education, trajectory in their career. I think it needs to be lifelong learning. I think it needs to be funded so that nobody misses out. And I think we need to provide programs which students want to study rather than what a committee thinks they should study. And so I think we need to be student focused, and I think we need to be trying to encourage a population of good, decent citizens who engage well rather than just going through a machine, which, you know, I think sometimes tertiary education becomes. So I think we need to let people pursue their passions. We need to have the staff to fuel and engage with students. I think that dynamism in education is what makes people alive rather than, fixating on qualifications.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.